Hello.
Hey John, Mike again.
Yeah.
All right. So I received your chart, and I'm taken by
Yeah.
surprise. I mean, I was thinking of it as something else, but then it's pretty detailed, and I see how it's more like a tree, more like a tree diagram, which based upon the probability and how many people within your family have had a stroke or
Yes.
a bypass or something.
Yeah, see, it's a larger chart, and every member, it covers every member in any family, basically. In other words, unless you have 15 kids or something.
Well, what if you have 15 kids though? I mean, I see it,
I
you have.
know that. Now, obviously, that wouldn't matter on a phone app.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. So, when it's a chart, it has to be a certain size, and it has to be a limit on how many people you can enter on it, right? But I think all of those problems are going to be solved once we have a mobile application developed. Because let's say even if you have like 30 kids or 30 siblings, you could add the details for all of them, right? And you just have to tap.
Absolutely. That's a good
Yeah.
point. Yes. That's a plus. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a pretty big, and the cancer is the same thing. And then, both of them I filed for patents on, but cancer is obviously a big problem. It's a genetic problem like heart disease can be.
Right.
But
So,
it's okay.
how? Sorry.
Go ahead. Go
I just
ahead.
wanted to ask you how accurate is this method, or is accuracy not the concern with this one?
All
Is it
right, tell me
accurate?
about it. You mean accuracy means the information that I put in there?
Yeah. I mean, I think this tells you whether you're going to have cancer or you're going to have heart surgery based upon how many people within your family and relatives had in the past, right?
All
Is
right,
it what
yeah,
this is doing?
essentially.
Yeah.
And basically what this is for, to take to your cardiologist, or I forget what I didn't have cancer. My mother had cancer, but I didn't. In other words, the answer here is, once you show this to your cardiologist, there are many things they can do that weren't possible in the past. Now, right now, we don't have an app. I mean, we don't have a genetic test for AFib yet. That's the only, they're working on it, and they don't have it yet. But it doesn't matter if you have it. The cardiologist knows what to do about
Exactly, yeah, I
it. It's
mean,
to
that's
get
the
the
point.
action. Yeah. In other words, they're gonna be the. Okay, essentially I put in my book, essentially the cardiologist can develop a comprehensive plan to make sure if it's genetic, to now they have early warning tests they didn't have before. The advances are, and they have all kinds of tests they can do now to make sure they know this has happened. And they can solve it. If you
All right, that
know you
makes
have
perfect
it,
sense. Yeah.
yeah. Well, I know I couldn't believe what I saw. Now, this is my family, and when I produced this chart, it was shocking to me because, my gosh, this is what happened to me. I had no idea. None of our family individually knew what was really happening. My aunt, my father had three heart attacks. His brother had two heart attacks and died from a massive stroke. AFib ends up making big blood clots down, clots that can be split apart down the bottom of your heart. And that's how most people die with AFib.
I see. Okay,
So,
interesting.
you see all the check marks that I put?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now, and they tell whether they've had a surgery or not, and how old were they, if they died
Yes.
or if they're alive, how old are they right now? So it's pretty
That's it.
detailed, and I see some relevancy on how this can Based on probability and based on past diagnosis, this can tell you whether what kind of chances you have or someone in your family has based upon how many people in the past in your family. In this example, the Cota family had a surgery related to the heart. So that makes perfect sense. Now, in terms of monetizing an application like this, are you looking to make money out of it, or are you doing this for social welfare? Let's be clear with that first, and then we can talk the rest accordingly.
Oh, we're going to make money here. We're going to sell the book on Amazon. They've already committed to sell it. And we're going to sell it in England, or we're going to try to sell it in New Zealand, the English-speaking countries around the world. Because it's not just a U.S. problem. It's around the world the number one and the number two causes of death. Mm-hmm. And if it's genetic, it can be fixed.
Right. And then, since you'll be doing an application for this, the app can also be multilingual. So since you said that, it could be relevant to people all over the world, and this cause of death is number one all over the world, we can have the app in multiple languages now as well. I know that would be a bit of a hassle. Yeah, I know that would be a bit of a hassle with the chart, the physical chart, but, those are the benefits of technology, right, and doing a mobile application.
Yes, absolutely. And here's the value of also a phone app.
Mm-hmm.
What I did to make it obvious to my doctor, my cardiologist, is to put in a color. I put yellow for all the family that had AFib and even if they died.
Mm-hmm.
And a smartphone app, we can color that.
Exactly.
In other words,
mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? I have a big folder, but only the people, in other words, I'm trying to save the doctor a lot of time.
Hmm.
Once he looks at it, he can make, he understood it, my doctor did. And obviously there's no app right now that they can go to, but they're working on it. It'd be pretty close. But cancer would be the same kind of app, cancer, I guess number one and two are cancer. I know they are. They are number one and two. Let me tell you how many people die every year, men, women, and children. 30 million people die every day.
Wow.
Around the world. That's a lot of people.
Right, and that's how big the potential target market for something like this is. And, in fact,
absolutely,
anyone could benefit from something like this because it's a, everyone is afraid or scared that they may have this problem genetically. And, if they know prehand, diagnosis is always better than cure, right? It's always said that. So,
yeah, they call it risk. In other words, if your people in your family, there's a big risk, and the risk is to die from this. That's really what we're identifying.
That's right.
I'm not a dummy, but I had all these heart diseases, and I got past them. It's amazing when I started working out at Planet Fitness. 14 years, I haven't had another surgery. But look at all the surgeries I had were unbelievable. I couldn't figure it out. What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible, but my dad's brother died at 68, but he had two heart attacks and a massive stroke, and here's how I found out. I didn't know. Talked to his daughter. His sons are both dead, but I talked to his daughter, and she was at home, and his eyes bulged out of his head with a stroke.
Oh.
That's how big of a stroke that was. I mean, it's amazing. That's in the book. It's not going to be on the chart.
I see. So how's the book doing right now? I mean, have you made any
kind of sales? Essentially, I have a ghostwriter that's, I'm from my parents were from France. They grandpa is France, but I'm from Tennessee, so I'm having a ghostwriter make it readable.
Oh man, you're divulging secrets there. So okay, but yeah, that's the way to go about it. I mean, when you're not an author yourself, you wouldn't want to spend time.
No.
Right.
They know how to write books. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the idea is yours, right? It's noble. It belongs to you, and someone else is just helping you put it together.
Oh, yeah. I filed a patent on it. I have 6 patents from – I was an inventor all most of my adult life. In Chicago and Kmart and grocery stores,
mm-hmm.
I sold those cameras you see up in the ceiling that – I call a management control system, so a manager could find out what's going on the floor with his employee theft problem,
right.
And or with and the first one I put in a Kroger store, I caught the video. It's all recorded, by the way, and the video I had was a robber robbing the store, put on a mask and he robbed me. So I went to corporate Kroger and got most of the stores. I got all the stores in Sears all over the world. Wherever they had them in England and in Puerto Rico, I had to go to those places and I got all those stores, every one of them.
But did you say you were working in Illinois?
No, I had basically, I did stores in Illinois. Yeah, I enjoyed it. There were Sears stores there too.
And how do you like Illinois, by the way?
Oh, I liked it. I did. I thought it was a Greek town. It seems like a lot of Greek people. I love the cheese there.
All right, yeah, it's a nice place. I mean, whenever you come down, you're more than welcome to visit our office as well. But I think now that you're in Georgia, you could visit the other office we have as well in Florida.
In Florida. See, I sold my business a few years ago to a company in Florida, Sensomatic. You know, the one when you walk, they had a tag they would put on clothing.
Uh-huh.
And if you walked out, beep, 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 it goes off. Well, obviously, they bought me to put me out of business because I had all the Sears stores, all these stores. And they really didn't want, you know, they didn't want that to happen, but Sears took all their equipment out and put mine in.
Ooh, okay. So what do you do right now? I mean, do you do something or are you retired?
Yeah, I'm 83. That's the only problem.
I couldn't guess, honestly. But, I mean, you sound younger than that. You're not 83.
Well, I think I am younger because that's the truth. Seriously, I go to Planet Fitness, and if we can offer this to all the life insurance companies,
uh-huh.
and there are quite a few, 500 or 600, and they have employees are called agents, and their agents are sitting there hoping, trying to come up with a way that mm-hmm. they continue paying premiums, and if they pay us $6 or $8 each for the right to print that book, and they give it to their agents. They send it to them or hand it to them, the books that I wrote, then there's a lot of goodwill there, and they will continue paying premiums.
Right. So I think we could only conclude that, you know, once the app is live and it's up and running and it's as easily accessible as downloading it from the Play Stores, the app stores and the Play Stores. I understand that
Absolutely.
You're going to be working with the older people, but then, you know, the insurance agents and everyone, they're usually they're pretty educated and they are, tech savvy because they're working in corporates and, you know, they're pretty tech savvy, like I mentioned. So I don't see that's going to be a lot of problem. And I definitely think it's going to be a good resource. What do you call it, by the way? Have you given it a name? I think
I have right now is Knowing Your Family's Medical History Can Save the Lives of the Members in Your Family. And in the book, it really pushes children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. That really is. Now, I have 2 boys
mm-hmm.
from my first wife. And and because I'm doing this, both of them ended up, and this is a true story, both of them ended up getting what's called a, a calcium score test. They're pretty inexpensive. You go into this tunnel, and now I this was when I first started. I ended up going to Emory University, Emory Hospital, and I had a calcium score test. That's how stupid I am and how I'm maybe a little bit smart. I had a calcium score test. And the next day I went back to get the results. Well, the results were that I had the blockages in my heart and arteries of an 84-year-old man. I was 58. I didn't want to believe that. And I know what denial is now, and I made myself deny that could not be true because I had just remarried. I have a new wife. I built a house out of a log barn, three-story house, and I've never felt better in my life because I was in love, obviously. That's what that was, and I didn't do anything about it. But 2 years later, that's when all those that I had my first. First was AFib surgery. Got rid of AFib. I'm a pretty smart guy, right? Sure. But then 8 months later, I had to have bypass, open heart bypass, quadruple. All four were bypassed. So, and after that, stent surgery. And then carotid artery, the last one was, I had a test, it's called, I forget what it's called, but anyway, it was, they found 96.4% blockage in the right artery of my neck. I was so close to death.
96.4%?
He told my wife that it was an opening of a pin, just a, you know, a pin. And had it gone all the way, you die instantly with a stroke. So I think God helped me out, and I want to try to help out. And obviously, if I make money, that's real good.
Well, but then you already have the...
And that's what's in the book. People that will read it will read about what I did wrong and what I did right. And that's what that book is about.
So I think on the mobile application as well, we could give a link to downloading, you know, to downloading or purchasing an ebook copy, a copy of an ebook that you sell. Are you familiar with an ebook, or is it just a physical book?
Oh yeah, of course. Amazon looks like they have some solutions. Here's what we're hoping: is in that book we'll have a QR code, and we'll stay in touch with them. Monthly by continuing to send those people that buy our book they will be able to get emails from us with updates of what's happening with these problems. That's how they'll say, hey, this is great. You should look at this. You know, that's what we're looking for.
Right.
And the problem is it's a worldwide problem. It's not a problem, but it's a good problem. England is way behind us, and they've never seen anything like this. They have a big heart problem in England, New Zealand, English-speaking countries. That's where we'll start first. But you guys can make that in different languages, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think we could do that in the future once we could launch it in the English version.
Right.
You know, granted that the app is going to be 100% scalable, we can then convert it into many different languages. Say we could start, you know, the second most spoken language all over the world is Spanish, right? After English, it's Spanish.
Yeah.
We could go for Spanish, right?
And one of the things that make a lot of sense is... the other Australia, you know, English first, but we'll start the world. Okay, I had my cardiologist, my first cardiologist was Chinese. And I asked her, why are there more deaths in China? Of course, there are more people. more deaths in China than anywhere. She said the one reason that I can tell you, and she's here in the U.S., salt, and they eat a lot of soy sauce.
Sorry, what?
And it's
they
full
eat a lot
of salt. Soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Okay.
Yeah, they put it on all of their rice. I mean, they load it up, but it's full of salt. And I learned in the sixth grade that salt causes heart disease or causes problems with hearts.
That's right.
But
that's
why China has that much problem, because of soy sauce.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's interesting that they know, but they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't still behave.
Well, they were brought up eating soy sauce on their rice.
That's right. But I think this chart is going to be universally applicable, and everyone could benefit from this. And I don't see why someone wouldn't want to spend like $10 getting this application, right?
And absolutely. Yeah. I would think maybe we're talking about 12 or 14, but it's so inexpensive that they can't. How can you pass that up?
That's right.
Let me tell you where the flags are, and it's in the book. When somebody in your family, you can, at 55 years old and a male, has a heart problem, that's a red flag. It's a huge red flag. And if you have a female in the family that has had heart problems and they're 65 years or older, 65 years or younger, I'm sorry, that's a red flag. So that really stands out. And those are the ages. You typically, now cancer is different because kids inherit cancer.
Right, right.
Because if that's genetic, it happens even to about 30 million die every day around the world. Mm. 30 million people.
Yeah, that's a big number. So
it is a big number, but it's a big world too.
Yeah, so coming back to the application for a moment, John, you mentioned you were working with some other company. Was that for the book or was that for the application?
Now, that's basically right now, that's for the book. The app, obviously, is something I know I need. I'm going to go ahead with the book. That makes sense. But the way to really cover the world would be the app. So I think it makes a lot of sense.
That's right. It looks like you probably jumped the guns on the book first, and now you realize you'd actually need an application. So it's globally distributable. But anyway, I think it's, we could still, get going on the mobile application and make your solution globally accessible. And, we could keep it open to, people from all over the world. So when you deploy the application to the app stores on Apple and Google, they ask you what regions you want to open the app for. And we could even let it be open for all over the world. And, you know, at the end of the day, people are going to be paying $10 or $9 or even more to get the application. And regardless of where they purchase it from, it's going to make us money, right? And it's going to help them.
Absolutely.
And it's globally accessible.
That's the most important part. And I grew up Baptist in Tennessee. And my mother said, I'm glad you did. And the answer is, this is a true story for me. It's not in the book.
Yeah.
I became a Baptist. I was baptized when I was 8 years old. And they told me, I think it was my school teachers or something, or not school teachers, but Baptist teachers, that when you get to heaven, they know what you did wrong. But if you've done well, you get to go to heaven.
Exactly.
So I hope I want to make it in there. I haven't been bad, but, you know, we all have some little. I had three wives. My last wife was my third, and I've been in love for the rest of my life. I fixed it. I solved the problem.
God likes people who help other people with whatever they have, right? And if you have something like this, you have a treasure that you can share with other people, you're bound by you're bound by the universal law to, you know, have other people get in on it as well and be able to benefit from it. So yeah, I mean,
because if for instance, when we're going to give me a price, we probably could work out something that you could get a piece of the piece too. We'll work on that too. You know, I made pretty good money, and I'm going to make maybe three. So, I guess we had today's news. You haven't seen it, probably. But the Republican is retired. I forget his name now. He's in charge of the Republicans on the Senate side. He retired today. He actually was having look like a stroke on TV before. So it happens, but see what you can come up with, and that we can work together. And I certainly, you know, I'm ready to move forward pretty soon on this. I'll go ahead with the answer with the book I wrote. I mean, the chart I have to pay for sending. You see what I mean? It becomes with a 20-page book. That the person that's going to be creating their chart has a 20-page step-by-step. I show them how to do it and why to do it, and so I have another book that comes with it, other than just my book about me.
That's right. Yeah. So you know, John, what we could do. I mean, if you ask me whether I want to work on the project or not, it's of course it's a hell yes. And not just for business reasons, for personal reasons as well. I mean, you already know that, you know, heart diseases and cancers, they're existent in almost all the families, right? So for personal reasons as well, I'd be more than interested to be a part, or, you know, be somehow connected towards bringing this application to life. And I think I see how this is going to help so many people all over the world. And, you know, like I said, once the first application is out and people love it, then we can even offer it in different languages. And, you know, we could even add more features to it whereby people can connect with other people from other families who have similar risk of, you know.
There are associations, too, obviously, that would back us. I'm in a small town, Gainesville, Georgia, on a lake. But essentially, they have associations of people with heart disease, and they go to meetings monthly. And you know, associations would take it up and run with it too.
Yeah, but you see, not everyone can, you know, travel down to a town hall and meet people, and you know, because
that's
at
true.
The end of the day, we're also talking about people who are current patients, right? And they cannot always travel down to, you know, such unions and, you know, meet people. I think having a safe space for them online where they can connect with other families that have similar risks, I think that could be a future, for future at least, it could be a wonderful idea. And, you know, for say
well,
3-4 years
down the road. Here's what I thought. We have an organization, it's 85,000 members that I'll be working with, and it's called Mended Hearts. Once a month, we all get together because every one of us has heart disease. And there are churches that have organizations that they also, in other words, they don't want to lose members, like insurance companies don't want to lose people that pay.
You're right, yeah.
So there's a lot to it, and of course I've been fluent. Oh, I also invented a wallet card, and the
wallet card
I carry around with me. Basically it has all of my surgeries, all of everything, all of the medications. It's a 5-panel little thing, and it then goes in your wallet. My wife has one, and I have one. Well, here's why I did that. My father had three heart. He died on his third heart attack. But he in my small town, they didn't do heart patients. They sent them to Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville,
and with his wallet card in his wallet, they would take his wallet out. They always do. If there's something wrong, they'll take his wallet out, and they open it up, and they then can send the information. And he was an hour and a half away from Nashville, and they can send that information to the hospital before he gets there, and they know what, they know all of his medical records before they get there. And what I'm trying to do is save time. So that little wallet card, you know, I haven't produced. I've done that one, and it's ready to be part of this program.
Yeah, and so I think we could convert this wallet card into a mobile app card as well, and you know, we could help allow people, of course, in the future, but we could allow people to save their medical records, any past surgeries or any past bypasses or anything. They could save that on their mobile app, and you know, when if something, God forbid, happens to them suddenly, because these heart attacks and everything, they're pretty sudden, right? You one morning you wake up.
And sometimes they can't even speak, you know.
That's right.
But they will always, EMS will always look in their wallets.
That's right. So there's so many
possibilities.
And
the real key there is they can transmit that data to the hospital they're going to before they get there. They know what's there. In other words, they don't have to find out what's going on. Here's the problem, test. If you're laying there and you're on the side of the road and they take you, they're going to take you to the hospital. They're going to run tests on you. And the test lasts an hour or two, and you're laying there with having a heart attack.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, there you go. So, you know, there's so much that can be done for, you know, people with diseases, and, you know, there's, you know, anything that we have currently is, you know, not enough, of course, with all the associations and all the NGOs trying to help them out. I think this app is going to do wonders. And as far as getting this completed is concerned, John, how soon do you want to get it out to the app stores and make it available to people?
Well, yeah, obviously I have some money, but I don't know how much this is going to cost. In other words, I'm going to go ahead with a chart, obviously, but can you give me, if you can give me an estimate or a guesstimate that we can work with, I appreciate that. And if you're interested, your company's interested, I'll work out a way we can joint venture.
So, well, we, as far as the joint ventures are concerned, we do invest into applications, but they are at, you know, we usually do that at the second stage, whereby, you know, if it's just on the paper right now, a mobile application development company wouldn't be able to invest into something like that because it's not a software.
Okay.
And by license, we're not allowed to invest into something that's beyond our scope. But, you know, once the first application goes live, we'd be more than happy to, you know, discuss a partnership of sorts or discuss a joint venture and would want to be, you know, contributing towards the success of the application as well. So, yeah, I mean, definitely, as far as the first, you know, first phase is concerned, what I'm thinking is with this application, what we could do is we could allow people to set up their profiles, of course, so they can enter their names, their, you know, their email, even the medical records. I mean, if they want to keep their medical records or medication records on the file, or say their doctor details and everything, we could have that in the first phase as well. And so, you know, we could keep
that.
Well,
that's what that little wallet card I did. I could send you a copy of that in the mail or whatever.
Yeah, we've done a similar application, so we know, you know, that, you know, what fields would be required for people to complete this information and keep that stored on the application. We've done a similar application for dementia patients. So we, you know, dementia and Alzheimer, because that's a very common disease as well.
Listen to this. My wife's mother had dementia. She died from it, of course. And she knew 14 years.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And, you know, I have someone
relatives
as well.
Dementia needs an app, for sure.
You already have
that app.
Yeah, we already do. I mean, it's we're still working with the client. It's an association that's doing it. So yeah, we're still working on it. And I'll show you once the application is completed and it's out of the NDA. That's it. That it's under right now. I'll show you the application as well. But I think in your for your application, we could allow users to keep their medical records, and then on top of that, we could digitize this chart that you sent over. So how this is going to look, and we'll try and paint a canvas in our heads together right now. How this is going to look is that there's going to be on a screen, there's going to be say your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your grandmother, your grandfather, and on beside each of these headings, there's going to be a plus icon. And if you want to add more than one, you could tap as many plus icon as possible as you want, and you can add as many people as you want.
That makes sense.
Right? And all of that is going to be converted once you tap enter and you save that information. It's going to be converted into a view that's going to tell the doctors. If you show the screen to the doctor, he's going to immediately see how many people in your family have had similar symptoms, or they have had surgeries or bypasses before, in a
I
snapshot,
see.
in a bird eye view. And
Perfect.
yeah. So and then, like I said, I mean, we'd
And
allow them
you
to
could
set up
add color
profiles.
in there too, right? For the, you could add color. Well, we'll worry about that later. Well, I appreciate your knowing about. That's amazing. That's great. I'm going to tell my wife right about the app you're working on for Alzheimer's.
Thank you. So I've been
Really.
doing this for about a decade now. I've been into, mobile application and software development for about a decade now. And I try and use my little expertise wherever I get a chance. I mean, we work with a lot of businesses, but with something like this, that's going to be helpful to people, and it's going to make lives better. We try and do a little more just so we can, contribute in one way or the other towards the idea as well. So as far as the design is concerned and the colors are concerned, by the way, I love how you have the tree in the background, and that tells you it's an actual, I noticed, yeah, so it's an actual tree that tells you're building your family tree on the chart, and
Family
creating
tree,
your
that's exactly. Family history of heart and stroke and cancer.
Exactly, yeah. So I like that idea as well. And then I think we'd keep it colorful, we'd keep it vibrant, so people who are already patients, they don't like to look at something that's boring, right? As far as the color scheme and the
Absolutely.
colors are concerned, I think we'll keep it very vibrant, and use a tree in the background, and have some animations as well, some moving animations. But we'll be able to show you the designs in about 7 days after you sign up with us. So once you sign up with us, we'll show you a mood board that's going to show you what we think the design should look like. And you look at that and you tell me. But otherwise, if you don't like it or you feel like there could be done something more, we could always go back to the drawing table and we can do some more mood boards for you. But if I show you some other applications that we've done in the recent past, I'm pretty sure you're going to like the work, and you can expect the same kind of quality of work from the other app, your application as well.
Well, I already like what you're doing, so it's
All
going to
right, thank you,
work.
sir.
So give me a price, send, when you get your team together, you can get me a price that we're talking about.
Well, I'm actually doing some numbers, and I'm actually multitasking while I'm speaking to you, so I can give you a price and get your feedback on it while I have you on the call. Something like this, Mr. Kota. Would cost you $19,500 as a one-time fee to develop this for both the Android and the iOS, for both Apple and Android. And we're going to cover everything from right from scratch, which means planning the application out, planning the structure of the application, creating the roadmap to execute it, designing it 100% from one screen to the last screen, and then developing the application, testing it, and deploying it on the app stores for you. So just like you can download any other application on your phone from the app store, you would be able to download this application as well. As far as the name is concerned,
That
right? As far as the name is concerned, we can still ponder over that, and I'll have my team suggest a few names as well. You know, once
Heck
we get
yeah.
started. Sorry?
That would be perfect. No problem. Now, let me ask you about storage. I don't know
Sure.
much about apps. Yeah, all this has to be stored somewhere in the cloud, I guess, right?
That's right. That's exactly what I was coming to. So, just like a website, a mobile app is saved on a hosting server. You could call it a storage, right? In layman terms, it's a storage where you
Yeah,
keep the
storage,
files.
yeah.
Yeah, where you keep the files of the mobile app, so everyone all over the world can access them from the internet and from the Play Stores, right? So yeah, hosting,
Right.
a storage is going to be required, and that's going to cost
Yep.
you somewhere between $20 and $100 per month, depending upon how many
That's not
users you have. So at least for the first year or two, you shouldn't expect,
much.
yeah, you shouldn't expect to
Yeah.
pay more than, say, $20. And that's about two people purchasing your application. If you sell it for $10, that's going to cover for the hosting fee. So that's not
Okay.
much that we're looking at.
That's perfect. No problem.
Right, John?
What if we get a lot? See,
If you get a lot, then you're making a lot of money as well, right? And it's not going
well,
to cost
yeah,
you.
that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, that's not a problem.
So if you're making a, like say a few hundred thousand dollars or say a few thousand dollars from it, you're going to be paying a few hundred dollars in hosting, and you wouldn't mind
That's
paying
no
it. In fact,
problem.
you would pray that you get to that point where you have to spend $100 for your hosting.
Heavens, yes, that's not a
Right,
problem.
John?
Well,
It's,
now,
yeah, I mean, I know for a fact that you're not too tech savvy, and I understand that. I appreciate that, but you have a team that's going to help you build this application and take it from point A to point Z, and all you would have to do is look at what we do and just give us your feedback. Tell us we're in the right direction, or if you
yes.
think something could be done better, just let us know so we can change gears and we can do it better for you. Except that, as far as the execution is concerned, everything is going to be done by the team itself. You wouldn't have to get into a software or use a tool to build any piece of it.
An interesting story. I worked in the space industry. I worked for Honolulu Space Center, and we were sending the people to, the moon. I went to Syracuse and Binghamton, New York, and all over the country, really. And went essentially the problem. Let's see. I forgot what I was going to tell you. Essentially, I'll think of it. It's not important, really. I went all over the country, and that's how I ended up getting ideas from various people. And that's how. But I ended up with heart disease, and that really woke me up. I had to figure this one out. All right. Well, heck, I'm speaking to the right person. I'm Johnny. My name is Johnny Kuda.
Johnny.
It's Pote in French. It came from Chamonix and moved to Ohio first, and then came to Winchester, Tennessee, a small town in
Wow.
America. They were going to build butter mold factories in the late 1800s. So it's amazing. You have a little accent. Where are you from?
Well, so I have some background noise. Sorry about that. So I come from Ireland, but I've been in the USA for
Oh,
about, yeah, I've been in the USA for
what?
about 15 years.
Listen to this. My wife's family, their name, they were all from Ireland. They were, yeah, that's, yeah, I absolutely, all of her family were Irish. Not amazing. Yeah, all right, well, appreciate it. You got my number, and you can email me. You got my email address, obviously, right?
I think I do. I do. How soon do you want to recircle on this? I could have given you a better price, but
What?
that price would only be applicable until the end of this month, right? And we're also looking at the second last day of the month. Otherwise, I could have saved you about 25% on the pricing as well. How soon do you want to recircle on this?
Well, all right, tell me how that works. What do you need up front to get started?
Right, so we usually require 50% of this upfront, to
Okay.
mobilize the resources to your project and to have
Okay.
a design team assigned to you, most essentially, who's going to be submitting the designs in the next 7 days. So the mood board is going to show you about four or five major screens of the application. And once you approve one of the mood boards options that we share with you, that's when we go ahead and design the full-scale application for you before we get it to
Okay.
before we send it out for development to our development team here, right? So yeah, 50% of this is going to be upfront, and then 50% is payable after you look at the full designs, you have all the revisions done, and once you approve it for development, that's when we charge you another 50% to take it towards completion.
Okay. Let me, I have one other, the ghostwriter. I want to work with you, but he has people in other countries. I don't. All right. Well, I'll get back to you as soon as I can in a few days. But the end of the month is real soon now, right? 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days for what? I'm sorry.
To the end of the month. The price is good for the end of the month only.
Yeah, actually, unfortunately, I think we are late because tomorrow is the last day, and I don't think you'd be able to make the decision by tomorrow. But otherwise, I could have saved you like 25%. So the full pricing of the application would have been somewhere about $14,500 or something. If you were,
Holy
doing
crap.
it by tomorrow, which is, February, if we get into March, then, it's going to be, unfortunately, it's going to be the regular pricing that's going to be applicable. So
Okay.
you think about it. I mean, you still have some time. Yeah.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate your conversation. You know where I'm heading, and you want to head there. That's good. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you for your time. Mr. John, I'll let you go for the day, and I'll send you an email with the discussion that we've had today, just so you have
Okay.
something in writing, right? So you can discuss it with your
All
wife.
right. Yeah. And while I've got that one ghostwriter, we'll see what he's doing. All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your
Bye.
time. I'll let you go, Gary,
All
John.
right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.